Across central Appalachia, more than 200 coal mines sit idle and have not produced coal for years. Those idled mines occupy a gray area in the regulations on mine cleanup and reclamation, and the environment and surrounding communities often pay the price. The Ohio Valley Resource partnered with the Center for Public Integrity to learn more about how mine operators capitalize on a regulatory loophole and which operators have the most idled mines. A data analysis shows the mining companies operated by the family of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice use idling more than any other coal operator in the country. Brittany Patterson visited one such mine and has this report.
I'm standing at the top of Black Mountain, the tallest point in Kentucky, with Matt Hepler, an environmental scientist with the advocacy group Appalachian Voices. From an overlook, one side is Kentucky, the other Virginia. The lush green Appalachian Mountains stretch on for miles around. But in front of us, a sprawling, barren dirt pile dominates the view.
So we are currently looking at Looney Ridge Surface Mine Number 1.
Hepler is closely acquainted with the towering high wall of this mine, operated by A&G Coal, a coal company run by the family of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice.
It's looked like this for as long as I've been coming up here.
Coal has not been produced here since at least 2013, when A&G Coal asked Virginia regulators to place the mine in temporary cessation. Temporary cessation is a permit status that allows mining to pause. It gives mining companies flexibility when coal prices are low, and it's supposed to be temporary. But an analysis by the Center for Public Integrity finds more than 200 mines are idled across the region. About half have been that way for 3 or more years. In central Appalachia, Justice Coal Companies are the top users of mine idling. 33 mines and a coal preparation plant owned by the Justice family's companies were idled as of mid-August. 15 have been in that status for at least 3 years, according to CPI's analysis. That number doesn't include the Looney Ridge mine or others nearby in Virginia, where coal also hasn't been mined for years. That's because in early 2014, state mining regulators entered into a compliance agreement with the justices to force them to reclaim the site. Tara Kesterson is a spokesperson with the Virginia Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy.
We are doing everything within our enforcement authority to ensure that this gets done.
Hepler with Appalachian Voices is skeptical. The agency has amended the agreement multiple times. During a recent visit, he points to the same broken-down bulldozer that has been there for years.
They have blown past every single date issued in their compliance agreement. It's just kind of like this moving treadmills of like where they just keep kicking the can down the road.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the justice companies defended its reclamation work and said idling permits is a standard practice across the industry. But in West Virginia, the analysis found one justice mine in McDowell County has been paused for almost a decade. Idle mines, especially those left for years at a time, can have big impacts on nearby communities.
When the mines become inactive or idle, they starve the local community. They deprive that community of the coal mining jobs and other related jobs.
Joe Pizarczyk was head of the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement, the federal agency in charge of regulating surface coal mines during the Obama administration. When mines enter temporary cessation, employment plummets. CPI's analysis found coal operations that had been idled for at least 3 years had 85% fewer full-time employees after switching into idle status than they did a year before.
It also puts that land in a totally non-productive state. It's not making money on anything or anybody for the community, and it can be a potential pollution source.
In addition to being unsightly, there are also health and safety risks associated with leaving mines unreclaimed. Duke University professor Emily Bernhardt says mines left idled can expose residents to coal and silica dust. There's also a risk of landslides and flooding.
You can't actually make any improvements when you're just sort of on hold.
Down the mountain, retired coal miner and mine inspector Larry Bush knows firsthand how idled mines can affect the environment. Bush lives below two Justice mines, one that is active and Looney Ridge. We meet at a park in the town of Appalachia, Virginia, where he has lived most of his life.
There's a little stream right across the house in front of mine. Right behind it, there's a little stream that's pretty much filled up with silt. Nothing can live in it. I mean, there's nothing, I don't think.
Bush wants to see this region rebound as the coal industry declines, but he doesn't see how that can happen with idled mines.
They're not actively employing people or actively working the site. They should be forced to do their reclamation work instead of just leaving, well, raped out mountains.
Pizarcik, the former mine regulator, agrees. A 2010 survey of state regulators showed most believed there should be limits on how long mines could be idled. But since the 1990s, federal regulators have tried twice and failed to reform the way temporary cessation is used. And coal's declining market could add to the problem. In the past 15 years across the region, coal production has dropped by half.
I believe it is extremely unlikely that those mines will ever be activated again because the price of coal is never going to go up. The demand is only going to continue to shrink.
And that could leave states and taxpayers on the hook for paying for reclamation. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Wise County, Virginia.